97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, she is, I don't want to call you a jack of all trades, but how about a Jill of all trades?
Yeah, that works for me.
It's Nancy O'Dell. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Running around like crazy, but I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm awesome. I got to tell you, I don't think you get enough respect. And what I mean by that is you have been doing hosting, whether it be Access Hollywood or Golden Globes or red carpets or parades or whatever, Miss USA's, whatever it is. And every time that you are on camera, it is flawless. You make it look easy. And because you're so good, I don't think people respect how good you are.
Aw, thank you. That makes me feel really good. You just made my entire day, so I appreciate it, Big Papa.
But it's true, though. It's true, because there's a lot of preparation that goes into doing a red carpet.
A lot of prep. Actually have to do a lot of studying leading up to it, and that's the one thing that you want, is people not to know that, you know, you've done the studying, that, you know all these facts about these people, and that they don't even know. If, like, I've had so many situations where the teleprompter goes down. You know what? I was hosting Miss USA one year, and the very beginning of it, the entire first block, the teleprompter went down. I was doing National Star Live, and the first block, the teleprompter went down. And that's one thing that you learn, is that, you know, no matter what's going on and you're hearing in your ear from producers and everything, you just have to remain calm, cool, and not let anybody else know that you're thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on?
You know, and that's the thing. I talked to Melissa Rivers a while back, and I hate to do the direct comparison, but because I just talked to her, I am. You can tell when she's flustered and kind of scrambling, but you just kind of make it seem effortless. And I think that's kudos to you for being able to pull that off. I think that's awesome.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. I appreciate your saying that.
So again, we're talking to Nancy O'Dell. It's nancyodell.com. You're not doing the Access Hollywood thing anymore, but you are busy as hell. You got furniture. You got jewelry. I got to tell you what, I checked out the furniture, the redcarpetfurniture.com.
Right.
And it is awesome.
I'm so glad you like it. I know everybody's like, wait a minute, you left Access Hollywood to go, you know, design furniture and jewelry. And I'm like, no, I'm still doing TV, and I'm still going to be doing entertainment journalism. I've just yet to announce the next thing, but I'm really excited about it. So I will be announcing that. But these are things that I've been working on for a long time. You know, while I was at Access, too, I've been working on the jewelry line, which debuts this Friday, for about, over a year now. And it debuts this Friday with the big red carpet special that they're doing from L.A. It's the first time that QVC has ever been in L.A. And
oh, wow.
It's a whole, yeah, and they're doing it, you know, based around the fact that it's Oscar weekend, and they're, you know, going to have Cindy Crawford on, and I'm going to be on, and Isaac Mizrahi, and a bunch of designers, and they're going to have guests there. They're going to have Anna Kendrick from Up in the Air, and Katie Cassidy, and Kellen Lutz, and
wow.
Anna Lynn McCord, and so it's just going to be one big party. It's going to be fun, so you got to tune in and check out the jewelry, Big Papa.
Absolutely, the big QVC red carpet special. Now, tell what goes into. I'm a guy, so I apologize. You know, when I got the engagement ring for the girl, she told me, "Hey, I like this cut."
That kind of
a deal. So I got it right. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But what goes into? Do you design what goes into it? Because I don't even know.
A whole bunch. I mean, what you do is that, first of all, you start, like, getting everything gathered in your mind. Like, I was very involved in the design process, which I was really excited to be. But it's very involved. You get a whole bunch of stuff in your mind. You can pull tear sheets of things that you like, so that you start forming, like, a style. Like, all of a sudden, when you start pulling tear sheets, you realize, I'm kind of pulling a lot of things that are similar in style. So in your mind, you kind of define what you like. And then one thing that I wanted to do in designing mine was to make it, like, applicable to all the different faces that we have as women. Because, I mean, I'm a mom. I'm a businesswoman. I go to, you know, my kids' charity school functions. I have to go to more meetings in the morning.
Yep.
You know, I have to go spend time on the red carpet. I have dressy events. I have business events. So I wanted something that worked for all the different phases.
Nancy O'Dell, do you wear do you own sweatpants?
Oh, my gosh. That's what I live in at the house.
I would imagine so, because every time I see you, you are dressed to the nine, and you are always looking good, and you're going from this place to that place. Do you ever get to, like, relax a little bit? What do you do with your downtime?
I, you know, play with my baby girl. I have the best time. I mean, my gosh, all we have to do is just sit there and chit-chat back and forth. She's only 2 3/4, but we will sit there and just chit-chat about everything. She loves to talk. She's a little chatty Kathy, so... I spend, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I spend time with my family, and Nice. And tweeting. That's the other thing that I've been in my spare time. It feels like
it's addicting, isn't it?
It is. You got it. Are you my tweet friend?
I'm going to be.
Okay, good.
I'm going to be.
What's yours? What's your handle?
_big_papa.
_big_papa.
Yep.
Okay, mine's just Nancy O'Dell, but not with apostrophe. So okay. Nancy O'Dell.
That's cool. Now I see. Do you have a BlackBerry, iPhone? How do you? What's your? Because I guarantee you have one of those smartphone things.
I have an iPhone and okay. I have a BlackBerry, but my BlackBerry went down recently, so I've got to get that fixed.
Oh man, down.
I think I got some chocolate milk spilled in it.
Now, do you have insurance on the BlackBerry?
I think I do. It's gone out like several times, and so I had to. I think it might be my charging station too.
Oh no.
Yeah, because it's not just a once. I thought it was a chocolate milk, but it's happened like 3 times now. I've had to go get a new one, so I think it's the charger.
Now, you see, Nancy O'Dell, here's the thing. Everyone thinks that, oh, my God, you're Nancy O'Dell. You've been on TV, forever for everything. You know, people just assume that, hey, you know, you can call up the BlackBerry people and be like, hey, it's Nancy O'Dell. My 2-year-old just spilled chocolate milk all over my BlackBerry. Can you hook me up with a new one? Can you cover it in diamonds? And can you bedazzle
easy.
The hell out of it?
Wouldn't that be great? It's not so easy.
Yeah. But, you know, you go through the same kind of real life stuff that everyone else does. And I think
we were laughing yesterday going like, oh my God, we got to return this one. And this is not the one that chocolate milk was spilled on. But we're like, we got to return it before the 30-day time is up because otherwise they're going to charge us double. I go through it all, the exact same thing.
It's fantastic. Nancy O'Dell, the website, nancyodell.com, and that pretty much is the whole hub. If you want to check out the furniture, is redcarpetfurniture.com. It's all outside stuff, and it's really classic and sleek and very, very cool. Very, very classy.
And one thing that I've always said, if I weren't doing, on-air stuff, which I'm going to continue to be on TV and continue to do this, that, so I want to make it clear, but I don't know, for some reason I love design, so that's part of what I'm doing and enjoying myself right now very much. And you'll see the jewelry designs. It's actually the special. You'll tune in. You're going to call in, right? You're going to be one of my QVC callers in and talk to me and say hi and all that good stuff, right?
You would, Nancy O'Dell, you would freak the hell out if you were doing your live red carpet thing on QVC and all of a sudden, from upstate New York, it's Big Papa.
I would love it. Are you kidding? I'd feel like, sitting there at home with one of my friends.
Oh, my God, it's Big Papa!
When you're doing QVC, it's great.
All of a sudden, you turn into one of my teeny bopper listeners. I think that's fantastic.
I'm expecting you to tune in now. It's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. QVC. And
that's on
Friday.
QVC. It's when?
9 p.m.
Yep.
Eastern Standard Time on QVC. This Friday.
All right, wonderful. Again, we're talking to Nancy O'Dell. I saw you on the WWE. I thought that was awesome with you and Maria. I thought that was very cool.
They were so nice. They were helping me to talk about my charity. They helped me in launching that, which was in honor of my mom, which is Betty's Battle. So it's called BettysBattle.org. And my mom passed away from Lou Gehrig's disease. So they were helping me to get the word out there because it's kind of treated as a boutique disease.
Yep,
so
Betty's.
Not a lot of people know about it, so we were trying to raise awareness.
Bettysbattle.org is the website. Now, you see, I was totally going to compliment how hot you looked in the outfit, but you totally blew, you blew the wind out of my sails bringing up the mom. So
it makes me feel good that you think I look good in the outfit. I appreciate that.
It's all good. I know you got to go, but one thing before you do, it's the quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Nancy O'Dell, what is the last song that you downloaded to your iPod?
It was a John Mayer song, and I can't remember the title right now, but it was a John Mayer song.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy? Oh, I had this little dog that would do spins and bark.
Favorite, what movie?
I bought 3 of those for my daughter now.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Nemo.
That's it. Bubbles!
I love Nemo. Are you kidding?
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The chest.
Favorite person to interview on the red carpet?
That's easy. Well, I got 3, if that's okay.
Yep.
It would be Jamie Foxx, George Clooney, and Halle Berry.
And
Richard Gere. Sorry, I had to.
That's okay. And finally, Nancy O'Dell, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
My favorite toy as an adult? It would have to be this thing called Splatster. It's what I play with my baby girl. And you mean one that I use or one that she uses?
Either one. You play with your kid and she plays with that works, right?
It's either Wordle, an application on my iPhone, which is great. W-R-W-U-R-D-L-E, which is the most fun thing I've ever done. Or it would be my baby girl's toy, which is Splaster, which is this, you know, you pour the paint on the thing, it spins around, and it makes this really cool design.
Love it. Absolutely love
it. As a kid.
Nancy Odell, she'll be on QVC Friday night, 9 o'clock, for the big red carpet thing with the jewelry. NancyOdell.com, redcarpetfurniture.com. What's the mom's website one more time?
Betty'sBattle.org.
And, of course, on the Twitter. I will Twitter you later, and we will hook it up, all right?
Oh, let's totally follow each other. That'd be fun. I'll go do it right now.
Absolutely.
I'll just say I was on the radio with you.
Sounds good. Nancy Odell, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM. Thank you, Nance.
Thanks, Big Papa.
Bye.
Bye.